We have another patient who's been waiting very patiently to talk to us today that I want to bring in before we run out of time. And that is a young lady by the name of Nangamso, who is, I think, 12 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Nangamso Ngangani. I'm 12 years old. I'm in grade 7.
You're in grade 7 at school in Malibu. And how long have you been a patient at this hospital?
5 or 6 years.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what brought you to Red Cross.
What brought me to Red Cross, my granny saw me that my upper body was not my normal body. But my mother thought that, no, I was fat. So so my granny took me to the clinic the first time. And the nurse said that I had nothing. But my granny couldn't believe the nurse because she knows me very well, more than my mother. And we went again the second time, and there was another nurse, and the other nurse said, yes, we're going to take you to Khayelitsha Hospital. And when I got to Khayelitsha Hospital, they did a TB test, but I didn't have a TB. But they were struggling. They did a biopsy. Afterward, they were struggling about me. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. So they took me to Tigerberg. They did the same test, and they also did a biopsy. And they couldn't also figure out what's wrong. And they brought me here at Red Cross. Here at Red Cross, I did the same stuff, but immediately they took me to an echo and an ultrasound. And on the ultrasound, they saw my heart was floating in the water. So I had to go to the theater to go put a tube that goes inside of my body to go drain the water that's in my heart. So I was in E1 that first whole month until the water was out. And they diagnosed me of a SLE, and I don't know what is SLE. So the doctors told me, I asked them what SLE. They said it's a long word that I don't remember, but I think I could figure it out sometime. But you can Google it. And then the doctor told me that I had a kidney failure. And that time, my tears just fall off my eyes. And I was like, oh my gosh, how did that happen? And my mother was also crying all the time. But I told my mother to never lose hope. Like, I wasn't also. But now they were telling me that not to eat salty stuff. Yeah, like chips. And chips was my favorite thing.
Oh. I could feel that pain. I do.
I was like, now my mom... But everyone in my family was supportive. They were not eating chips and all that salty stuff. And even in the food, they weren't putting salt. So now, when I went to dialysis, the doctor told me that I'm going to go to dialysis. And what dialysis do is does the kidney works, the kidney, yeah. So now, after I went to dialysis, I was like, I think it was on Wednesday, because I go Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Now, I was talking to the nurses that work there in the dialysis room. I said, on December, I'm going to Eastern Cape. And they were like, why? You can't go to Eastern Cape because you in the dialysis. You must come every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I said to them, I am going to get a kidney. And they was like, okay, we're going to see about that. And then on next day, Thursday, I slept earlier on the Wednesday because I know on Thursday I'm going to go to school. I slept early. And I was sleeping in the bed. I heard my mother calling my brother. I was like, oh, mommy, you're making a noise. I want to sleep. And I was like, guess what? I said, what? You got a kidney. You're going to go to hospital. Mommy, am I dreaming? And I was like feeling my face. And I was pinching my mommy. I said, why are you pinching me? No, mommy, I think I'm dreaming. And my tears fell off my eyes. I said, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Thank the Lord. And then my mommy went to take my granny to the other house because my granny lives with the other grandchildren. And then we came to the hospital and the doctor said, oh, my child, you have a kidney. And then the nurses that were working in the dialysis with me, then they said, Nangamso, you just talked about yesterday that you said you're going to get a kidney. And I said, God, is a miracle. He does respond your prayers. And I was like so happy, and now I could eat chips.
Nangamso, having been through dialysis 3-4 times a week to finally get that news that there was a kidney for you, I know that the journey for you in this hospital does not end with the transplant. Obviously, you've had a long walk back to health. Just before we go to news, can you tell us what it has meant to you to be part of this radio station in the hospital? How has it changed your experience here?
The first time I came to this radio, I was actually on my appointment. The first time I got to my appointment after I got a kidney, I saw Yoli on the day ward. And she was talking to her other sister, and the other sister called me. I was like, who is this lady? And then she said, this lady is an RX radio lady. She wants you to be involved with the radio. And then I said, I love to experience stuff. So I was like, I also love singing. So I thought I was going to sing in the radio, but I didn't know what actually radio is about. So I was like, okay, I will be in the radio.
Well, you're this good already at 12 years old. I think I'm going to have some threat for my chair by the time you get to 18. Nangamso, thanks for being with us today to share your story. Thank you to Tariq and Kathleen as well. It's incredibly moving and powerful to hear the stories of what this hospital has meant to you all. And our very best wishes go with all of you.